Hi there. The word for today is God is real. In Psalm 27, verse 1, David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" What hope or help does the atheist or the agnostic have? Answer, none. Writer and editorialist W. O. Saunders said in American Magazine, and I quote, "I'd like to introduce you to one of the loneliest and unhappiest individuals on earth, the man who doesn't believe in God. I can introduce you to such a man because I myself am one. And in introducing you to myself, you shall have an introduction to the agnostic or skeptic in your own neighborhood, for he is everywhere in the land. You'll be surprised to know that the agnostic envies your faith in God, your settled belief in heaven after life, and your blessed assurance that you'll meet with your loved ones in an afterlife where there'll be neither sadness nor pain. He'd give anything to be able to embrace that faith and be comforted by it. But for him, there is only the grave and the persistence of matter. After the grave, all he can see is the disintegration of the protoplasm and psychoplasm of which his body and personality are composed. But in this materialist view, he finds neither ecstasy nor happiness. He may put on a brave front, but he isn't happy. He sometimes yearns for a staff on which to lean. He too carries a cross. For him, this earth is but a tricky raft adrift in the unfathomable waters of eternity, with no horizon in sight. His heart aches for every precious life upon the raft, drifting, 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 whither no one knows." What words! But you know what? When you put your trust in Christ, you become a redeemed child of God, and you can say with confidence, like the psalmist, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" That's the word for you today.